I want to explain why your favorite altcoin might not be listed on a major exchange. There are a couple of reasons for this. The first one is listing fees or market making demands. Big exchanges like Coinbase and Binance, they do not generally officially publish a listing fee, like a cost to the project to get their token listed. But many founders and venture capitalists report that getting listed, it usually comes with heavy requirements, and this can take many forms. Token allocations, like they will expect a project to allocate them a portion of supply to seed liquidity and reward exchange users. They got to have tokens to meet the demand for buy and sell orders. There might be like monetary commitments that the project or foundation has to provide millions of dollars in USDC or in Bitcoin and ETH to pair with that token to ensure that the order book will have deep liquidity. And they might have market making obligations, like they'll have to provide market makers to ensure that the token has spreads, stable volume, people on the other side of buy and sell orders. Smaller exchanges, they usually have smaller listing fees. Sometimes it's just a moderate allocation or an integration fee. Coinbase and Binance, they're able to charge a premium because they're the front door to the crypto internet. The second thing is there are usually integration costs. Supporting a new chain like XDC requires more technical work than adding a new ERC-20 token because they already have the infrastructure for that. The exchange has to integrate the node infrastructure, the blockchain protocol. They got to build out APIs for that, custody and withdrawal support, and often they require audits. So this costs serious time, and unless the project funds some of that work, the exchange really won't bother. Given token standards, ERC-20, the Solana token standard, they're fast to list because the infrastructure is already in place. If it's a native chain, it's a higher bar, a higher requisite for entry. And I mentioned this earlier, but the third thing is that these exchanges, the major ones like Coinbase, Binance, Kraken, they have sort of a premium status, so they can afford to be selective. They're only going to list projects that either have massive liquidity already to generate trading fees, lots of activity, and stuff that's considered like institutionally safe, you know, low regulatory risk stuff. Projects that pay or commit enough tokens to justify the opportunity cost. That's why small and mid-tier exchanges list hundreds of altcoins, because their revenue model depends on it, while the majors comparatively stay tight. And the last thing is regulatory and compliance risk. For US-based exchanges like Coinbase, an altcoin like XDC may raise security risk questions. Listing it could expose them to extra scrutiny. Binance has been looser on this, and regulatory stances are changing. But even now, these exchanges are going to vet tokens more closely because their reputation is at stake. And that's as big or maybe a bigger factor than money. And when people ask me how they can buy these tokens or if they, you know, think it's going to be a good investment anyway, I tell them, like, you got to use a VPN or you might have to get a Palau ID or something else that'll allow you to complete KYC. And often, in my experience, it's just not worth it. Like, why would you go through all the hoops to buy XDC when there's low liquidity, low volume, low support? You might have to pay higher fees when you could just buy something like, I don't know, Link, if you're hoping to get a 2X somewhere. I hope that helps. And if you got more questions, leave them in the comments.